All that, yes. 4:18, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Your Wiki Corner today brought to you by Top to Bottom. They've been in business for over 30 years, so they know Rochester roofs. So Top to Bottom can handle all of your roofing needs, from full replacement to repair and emergency service. Maybe you're noticing a little bit of leaking today with the rain. For your roofing needs, call John at Top to Bottom, 338-9865. That's John at Top to Bottom, 338-9865. Sarah, what are we learning about today in your Wiki Corner?
Well, today's Wiki Corner is actually inspired by Maggie's impossible question today.
Oh my God.
Did you hear the question today?
I heard the answer.
So her question was, what animal has the worst breath?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
The
yeah.
worst breath.
Yes.
And the answer was a camel.
Camel, yeah.
Yeah. And so I thought, you know what? I got to look that up on Wikipedia.
Oh, camels?
Camels.
Yeah. Not halitosis, just camels.
Not right. Camels specifically and
okay.
their halitosis.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So camels, the reason why they have such bad breath, apparently, is because they are ruminants, similar to cows, and they regurgitate their food back up from their stomach to chew it again. So as you can imagine, that's pretty stinky and makes for some pretty potent breath.
Why don't they just chew it right the first time?
Don't know. I don't
know. Thank you.
The camel's diet consists mostly of foliage, dry grasses, and desert vegetation, mostly thorny plants. Yummy.
Well, you definitely want to taste that again.
They graze for 8 to 12 hours per day and ruminate for an equal amount of time.
I ruminate for a little bit of time, sometimes. Yeah.
Chewing your food twice?
Well, when you're done the Wiki Corner, I just sit here
ruminating. You sit there and you ruminate about what I just talked about?
Yes,
is that what you're doing here?
That's what I'm doing.
Good to know.
Yeah.
So camels have long been domesticated, and as livestock, they provide food and textiles. Camels are working animals, especially suited to their desert habitat, and are a vital means of transport for passengers and cargo.
Oh, yeah.
There are three surviving species of camel. The one-humped dromedary makes up 94% of the world's camel population.
Sure, yeah.
And the two-humped Bactrian camel makes up 6%.
Ah.
There are also wild Bactrian camels, which live in China and Mongolia, and that's a separate species, and they're now critically endangered.
They cause a lot of trouble, the wild ones, you know.
Yes.
A lot of bar fights and stuff.
Yes. The average life expectancy of a camel is 40 to 50 years.
Oh.
A full-grown adult dromedary camel stands 6'1" at the shoulder and 7'1" at its hump.
Oh, wow.
Bactrian camels can be a foot taller, and camels can run up to 40 miles per hour in short bursts and sustained speeds of up to 25 miles per hour.
But they do not look cool doing it, though.
No.
Not like a tiger or a
panther.
Cheetah. Oh, panther, yeah. Those are really cool going fast.
Yeah. Camel probably not.
It doesn't look like
it
belongs to go that fast.
Yeah. So contrary to popular belief, camels do not directly store water in their humps.
What?
They're actually reservoirs of fatty tissue.
Oh.
Water isn't the only scarce resource in the desert. Their food is also. So camels consume as much as they can when it's available, harboring the excess fat in their humps and drawing from that stock whenever there's no food in sight.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
A camel can go a week or more without water and can last for several months without food.
Jeez.
It can survive a 40% weight loss and then drink up to 32 gallons of water in one drinking
32
session.
32 gallons?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Holy cow.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So when a camel walks, it moves both legs on one side and then both legs on the other, rocking side to side.
See, how's this thing going 40 miles an hour?
But that's why camels are nicknamed the ships of the desert.
Is that right?
That's right.
Because they rock like a ship.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
In the
desert, mm-hmm. right, yeah.
Camels' legs are incredibly strong, which allows them to easily carry an extra 200 pounds while walking 20 miles a day in the harsh desert.
Right.
So camels were domesticated more than 3,000 years ago. By at least 1200 BC, the first camel saddles had appeared, and Bactrian camels could be ridden. Now, the United States Army established the U.S. Camel Corps stationed in California in the 19th century.
The 19th century. Okay.
Yes. So in 1855, Jefferson Davis successfully convinced Congress to fund the very first Camel Corps, inspired by reports of the dry desert region of the newly acquired American Southwest.
Oh, yeah.
Davis believed that camels would provide the best mode of transportation for military exploration of the region.
Well, I mean, on paper, that looks good.
So the camels did prove to be hardy and well-suited to travel through the region.
Sure.
But the army declined to adopt them for military use. And the Civil War also interfered with the experiment.
Oh, yeah.
It was eventually abandoned and the animals were sold at auction.
Oh, just auction off those camels.
To
whom? Who did they auction them off to?
I don't know. People who lived out there? I'm not sure.
So there's people out in California just...
In Arizona, there's just camels. Camel wandering. I don't know. Could be.
All right.
Could be.
Okay.
Now, in Saudi Arabia, they have a camel festival, the King Abdulaziz Camel Festival, and thousands of camels are paraded and judged on their looks, basically.
Oh, well, that's not good.
The festival also features camel racing and camel milk tasting, and it has a combined prize money of $57 million.
Whoa.
So,
but there's camel milk tasting? What is that about? That's just,
I don't know.
Is it what it just tastes the milk?
Yeah, I guess so. But in 2018, 12 camels were disqualified from the beauty contest. 12 camels were disqualified.
Why? What did they do?
From the beauty contest.
What? I feel like it's a joke.
After it was discovered that their owners had tried to improve their camels' good looks with injections of Botox into the animals' lips, noses, and jaws.
A lot of money on the line.
Yes.
You do what you can do.
In 2021, over 40 camels were disqualified for acts of tampering and deception in beautifying
camels. What is happening?
Camels.
You gotta put some lipstick on that thing?
Just,
some
mascara? I guess. I don't know.
Just flutter your eyelashes, camel. Just do this.
Yeah.
Oh, is that it? That's it. Wonderful. Sarah, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
What you picked out a record to go along with all this, did you?
Yeah, so since we were talking about camels, I thought that we would play a song by a band called Sopwith Camel.
Ah, yes.
We're going to play Hello, Hello.
Oh, hello. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
The song is Hello, Hello by Sopwith Camel. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about camels.
Yes.
Because Maggie's impossible question, apparently camels have the worst breath of any animal.
Yeah.
So I hope I never find out, but I'll just take her word for it.
Take her word for it. You got it. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
All right. Camels can run at up to 40 miles per hour in short bursts.
Camels do not store water in their humps.
And the U.S. Army once experimented with a camel core to explore the Southwest.
There you go.
Yeah.
Camel core.
Yeah.
Very interesting, Sarah.
Yeah.
Very fascinating. Maggie started this whole thing today. So 12 o'clock came, you had nothing for the Wiki Corner, and you just thought,
have another idea, but then I heard that little piece of information, and I thought, I have got to investigate.
Well, good.
Yeah.
We appreciate you doing that. We learned a lot today. Folks want to learn more about camels. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all right there. Wonderful. Sarah, thank you so much for coming in today and sharing with us about camels.
You're welcome.
Back tomorrow, fresh episode.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it already at 4:10. We got traffic on the way with Melanie Sands, weather with meteorologist Josh Nichols, Four Non Blondes, Staple Singers, Toto, and your request at 5 o'clock on the legendary Drive at 5.